You home, dog.
Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. We are here. We are back. Amen. This is Tim, the overseer, with, amen, the watchman on the wall, Elder Bazaar. Amen. It's a blessing to be back on the air to share the word of the Most High God. Amen. It is a blessing to be here. It is a blessing to be among the living. Amen. Because you have opportunities. This is why we say it is a blessing. Because why? When you're alive, amen, you can express and show love. You can receive love. Amen. And you can give a gift. Amen. Why? You can do work. Amen. The Bible says work while it is day. For when night comes, what does it say? No man can work. This is our opportunity to do what God has given us with our gifts. And once we leave, we don't have that opportunity anymore. So, amen. We want to be a blessing with our gifts while we can, while we're in the land of the living. We encourage everyone that whatever it is that you may be going through, we are praying for each and every one of you, whether it's spiritual, whether it's mental, whether it's financial, whether it's physical, amen. We are praying for you, amen. We want everyone to know that we love you tonight. We thank you for being here. We thank you for listening. We are continuing our teachings in eschatology. And why? Because we believe that the time is near, amen.
Yes.
It is the time to get right with the Most High God,
right.
Amen. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the falling away, amen. We see so much happening in this world. Amen. I know that through social media, it has allowed us to see more. Amen. We see more things happening in the world that we don't like to see. But it seems like it's happening even more rampant. Amen. Now, social media has been popular now for more than 10 years, and it's going to continue to be popular. Amen. Because why? Amen. It gives you access to so much information, and you can have so much access to so many different things at one time. Amen. If you want to know about what was happening in your town, you just simply watch the news. If you want to know what was happening in the world, you just watch what? The world news. Amen. But news travels so fast now with social media, you don't have to wait till the 6 o'clock news, amen, to find out what's going on. You can find out what's going on through social media. Amen. Now, I'm not saying that what's always reported on social media is factual or actual, but it just kind of gives you a glimpse to sometimes you know what's going on before they even put it out in the news. Amen. But tonight,
amen,
we want to deal with, amen, doctor, we want to deal with the falling away of man from God and the contracts that people have signed the soul away. Very,
come
very
on now.
Thing. Amen. Very, very sad. You know, the signing away of souls is nothing new. Man has been selling their soul for thousands and thousands of years. Man has sold out since the beginning. So we know that this practice of bargaining your soul for, I say, this is what I call for a short period of fun. Because that's what it really is. You see people selling out, and within a short period of time, they are gone. And it's like, was it really worth it?
Because, come on now.
Remember, amen, I'm going to say this real quick, and we're going to jump right on into the words, and I'm going to have the brother to go ahead and say a quick prayer. And we're going to go ahead and jump right on into this thing. But I want to share this with you. You think about tonight, when you lay down and you go to bed, of course, most of us, we take a bath. We may get us a snack or something before we go to bed. We may watch a little TV. However, the way you are entertained before you lay down. Some people are into social media. I know my wife, she likes to play some type of card game on the internet before she lays down. She sometimes falls asleep playing it. But that's her entertainment. Sometimes she watches her little show. She has, like, her little reality shows. Like, for me, I may watch YouTube videos or on social media, or I may play video games before I go to bed, or I may watch a show or two with her, or I may watch a little reality show or whatever. and then I may get me a little, you know, a little snack or something,
Yeah,
of course, we groom and take a bath or a bathe. Of course, that's just natural. And then, you know, you say your prayers, you know, whatever. You say your goodnights and you love everyone. And then you lay in the comfort of your bed and you go to sleep. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a blessing to have salvation. The reason I'm saying this is because I think about the people who sell their soul and the next minute they're gone. The comfort of life is gone forever. My gosh. I want people to let that sink in. When you sell your soul, you don't know what you're signing up for.
Mm-hmm.
You're signing up.
Destruction.
Amen, doctor, for destruction, for eternal destruction. That's what you're signing up for. Amen. You're going to sell your soul for more money, for more women or men, whatever your thing is, for more clothes, for a bigger house, for a nicer car, more expensive things is what you're doing, for a lifestyle to just enjoy this life.
Come on. Come on.
I remember a long time ago when I first got saved over 20 years ago, I had a good friend of mine. We're still good friends today. She asked me, she said, Tim, I want to know what's my purpose. I want to know what's the meaning of life. And this is when I first got saved, and I'll never forget that when she asked me that question, I had previously had been reading in Revelation. Now, remember, I told you, I've come a long way, amen, in my studies and learning about the Bible and learning about Revelation. This was over 20 years ago. I remember reading a verse in Revelation, the fourth chapter, verse 11. I'm going to read to you real quick what it says.
All right.
This is Revelation.
All right.
Remember, I was a baby. I was on milk back then. But I learned a little bit. But I remember this verse. I quoted this verse to her. From Revelation, the fourth chapter, verse 11. It says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things. See, the Bible didn't say some things. It didn't say a few things. It didn't say most things. It said all things. And for thy pleasure, they are and were created. We are here for the purpose of serving God. Now,
that's right.
For most people, that just like with Lucifer, like with Satan, that just don't bode well. Because a lot of times when we think of serving God, we think of turmoil and toil. That's not what serving God is. Serving God is not going to be a grievous thing. Serving God is going to be a joyous thing. See, when you realize that God created you, see, you didn't put yourself here. Amen.
You have nothing
to do with your very existence. So all the joys and the comforts of life, me enjoying my wife today, my kids, my grandkids, you know, the things that we love with life, there's a lot of things that we enjoy, brother. I know you enjoy a lot of things. You enjoy your family. You enjoy your loved ones. Amen. God has blessed you to be on this earth a lot longer than I have. And I know you've seen a lot of things. You've seen a lot of changes in this world. And I would have to say, the time that I've been on this earth, almost 50 years, I've experienced more joy by far than I have pain.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I know the majority of that is primarily because of the choices that I have made in my life. Amen. Me and one of my brothers was talking today. Amen. I'm going to give it to you for prayer, then,
pray, brother.
Give it back to me, and we're going to talk about this thing today. We got to talk about the contract of people selling their soul. You are selling yourself short. You think this little joy, but I gotta say this real quick. We was talking about how we have a spiritual DNA. See, people don't know that there's a such thing as a spiritual DNA. So just like you have, I used to try to tell the people in the church when I used to teach, all things are spiritual before they are natural. That's just the truth.
That's right.
All things are spiritual before they are natural. See, you have a spiritual DNA, meaning that you know why certain people cut up, certain people are addicted to certain things. That's not just natural. That's a spiritual thing. See, when you see people who the daddy cut up and the son cut up, well, he got that from his daddy. That's spiritual in natural genetics. See, my dad was a pastor, and his dad before him wasn't a pastor, but he used to tell how his dad used to take him to church and how his dad used to read the Bible. Well, his dad gave him something, and he actually, my dad became a deacon in the church. He became a pastor.
Come on.
And that spiritual DNA has transcended and descended down to his genetics, amen, to his children.
Yeah.
Now my dad has three sons that are ministers, amen. One has passed on, amen, and the other two, they're in the world, amen, and we're working on their conversion now, amen. I hadn't heard them just outrightly confess Christ, but one of them has said that he does believe in God, amen. He said he just believes a little different than we do. So we're working on it. We're going to pray for him, man. We're going to pray for him, amen. But the point that I'm making is you have a choice to accept your blessings or to reject your blessings. And I sit here and tell you right now, when you are chosen, see, what I'm saying to you is the children of Israel were chosen. They had a task. Amen, doctor. They had a job to do. What was their job? Their job was to simply share with the world that God in heaven, Yahweh, was the only true and living God of love and salvation. That was their job, was to just simply share to the world and tell the world about God. But when they rejected their spiritual DNA, their spiritual gift, that is a blessed gift to tell people about God. When you reject God, oh, my Lord, it's one of the worst things that you could do.
You could do ever.
Amen. It's one of the worst things, especially when you know better. See, what I'm saying to you is because my dad was a pastor and my friend dad was up there out in the world drinking and partying and having fun, do you know it's worse for me to reject God than my friend? Well, why?
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Yes, it
is. You better tell him, Doc, it is worse for me to reject God. Because you want to know why? My whooping going to be worse. Because God said, Tim, you knew better. You was raised in the church. You have tasted, man. I'm about to get into some scriptures, doctor, but I don't want to go too deep. Today we're going to go ahead and get into this thing. I'm going to go ahead and give it to you for prayer, brother, and if you could turn it back over to me. And we're going to share this word today because we got to talk about people, our young people, all across the globe. They are losing. Not only the young people, but the people that are mature in age that's been on the earth for a while, but our young people are just signing up. They are selling their souls and don't know, doctor. Go ahead and give us a word of prayer, doctor. Go ahead and bless us, doctor.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now in the name that's above every name. That at this name, every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess. We thank you for this opportunity for letting us come on this air through radio, through internet, through Instagram, through Twitter, whatever way we can get the word out to let the world know, let the people know, let the young people know, let the old people know, let the middle-aged people know, let those that's in hospitals and prisons know that there is a God in heaven, and he is a God of love, and he loves his creation. He loves mankind, and he done to the limit to bring man back to God. And that's why we're here this evening. We're here to proclaim the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because one day very soon, amen, Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth to get his body, to get those that love him. And we just thank you for the opportunity for sharing this, because right now a lot of people say, well, heaven must be rejoicing. Yes, heaven rejoiced over every soul that repented. But heaven is not all that joyful, because every time a person dies, God's got to weep. God is weeping in heaven. You might not believe it, but God is weeping for souls that have been lost by making the wrong choice. And we just ask you right now, bless Brother Tim Jackson right now in Jesus' name. Bless Brother Bazard in Jesus' name. The only thing we want to do, and we won't be satisfied until we get this message out tonight, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. And we ask you right now that we can pinpoint the way to God through Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, bro.
Amen, doctor. Such a beautiful prayer. I thank you for that, doctor. Amen. We're going to dig into this thing, brother. I know you got some good words coming tonight.
Go ahead,
amen,
brother. Go ahead and walk with me. Yeah.
Amen, doctor. I'm hearing so many young people, children, babies, kids, listen to what I'm saying. And if you're young, it don't matter who you are, listen to me and talk to your loved ones. Tell them we're on the air. If you have salvation, tell them Christ is the only way. Yahshua is the only way. Yahweh is the only way. Tell the people that God loves them. Because
amen.
We're seeing so many babies. Amen. And we know that Christ says, suffer not little children, for such is the kingdom of heaven. But so many of our young die. They think that fast cars, expensive cars, nice clothes and bags and all this stuff, all these pictures and just on Instagram and just promoting themselves and getting likes and views and followers. Don't get me wrong. It's okay to enjoy this life. But put God first in your life. Their souls,
their souls,
they on these sites flashing all this money, talking about they getting the bag. Man, Satan has set you up. Amen? Satan is setting
you up.
He wants your soul. Beautiful as you are, he wants your soul. When I say beautiful, I ain't talking about just on the outside. I'm talking about on the inside. Bro, that was a beautiful prayer. Amen. You said it. God is weeping. Over 100,000 people die daily. My gosh. And it makes me wonder how many of those folks are saved.
Oh, you got
this.
The same spirit. You got the
amen,
same thought.
Amen, doctor. If you think about the church, now watch this. Listen to the numbers, what I'm about to say to you. Listen to the numbers. If you think the church is less than 30% saved, I'm talking about out of 100 people in the church, less than 30% saved, you better read Revelation. If you want to know why I'm getting the numbers,
come on now.
You better read and study Revelation. Less than 30%. I remember a pastor over 20 years ago was on the air. He said he believed it's less than 15%. But according to what I calculated, according to Revelation, less than 30% of the people are saved in the church. We're not talking about the world. So now if you take that number and let's say 100,000 people die a day, so that's less. So the church is less than that number. Because why? We're just talking about the church. We're not talking about the people that, so in other words, let's say out of 100,000 people, let's just say 1,000 people are church folks. Just 1,000 people. So you do the number. Less than 300 people of that 1,000 people that's in the church of that 100,000 people. That means only 300 people will be going to heaven. That means the other 999,000 people are going to hell.
Hell.
My gosh, that's a sad thing, man. You think the angels don't hurt them? You think that don't hurt God when souls are lost? That was just a young man. My son, amen, this week, there was this famous rapper that was murdered. And my son talking about he got to listen to his songs because he was killed. And you teach it and let these young folks know, man, look at here. Amen. And I know he's young because when I was young, you know, I got into stuff like that. He's young. I get that. Amen. I thank God for his salvation because he recognized Christ. He shares Christ with his friends, but he's just young. Young people are going to enjoy young things that young people do. Now, there are young people out there who don't know Christ. See, the point we get at is that you need to know Christ. See, it's about acknowledging and confessing. My son has confessed with his mouth. That don't make him perfect. It don't make me perfect. Amen?
No.
But all I'm saying to you is that we want people to receive salvation in the pardon of your sin. In other words, come as you are. It don't matter what you do, what you believe, but come to Christ. We want you to come to God because there's a great falling away. People are tied up by the thousands, by the millions.
Thousands.
They are lined up, doctor. They are lined up. They have given themselves. They are ready to receive money, prestige in this life. They want to party. They want to do it. They don't want nothing to do with God. See, I thank God that the Bible said that if you train up a child, see, I train them up in the word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I train them up. Amen. The Bible said that if you train up a child, amen, he shall not what? Depart.
Depart.
He going to come back. He may experience the world. Amen. I had some kids. My older kids did the exact same thing. They was out there. They went, did the same thing. Went and partied, had fun, went off to college, partied, smoked this, drink that. Amen. But you know what? The Bible said, when you train them up, they got to come back.
Come on.
I'm so grateful and thankful that we raised them in the church. Amen. I was grateful for my dad training and raising me up. I was out there in the world for a little bit. But the Bible said, you train them up, they got to come back. Teach them about salvation and love. That's why it's important to teach them when they're young. Because I'm going to tell you, if you wait till they get junior high and high teenagers, oh, my God, you're going to have a fight on your hands. These kids will listen to their friends before they listen to you. And my kids talk about so much. My daughter plays basketball. She says she thinks every girl on the basketball team is gay. I said, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, Jesus.
Yes, doctor, yes. This is the world we are living in. Oh, doctor, it's bad. You ought to see it.
Nine little young
girls.
It's bad.
It was like that. Amen. When I got saved, when that stuff started becoming big in the late 90s, the early 2000s, oh, man, they were signing up for it. Talking about they want them a woman and men with men. It's just gotten so bad out here. People
it's out of control.
Yes, sir. It's out of control. They signing up for it. Whatever. Whatever you want me to be. Whatever you want me to do. They just want to get in and just be in the end. They just signing up. Tattoos all over the body. People just doing any and everything. And I'm not saying that a tattoo can keep you out of heaven. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying folks is just doing any and everything just to be part of the in crowd. They smoking everything. They drinking everything. I said, Lord, what happens to a time where people say, no, we have a little more to say, no, there's just some things I'm just not going to do. Draw the line. I got to share this word right here, doctor. Amen. I got to share
this. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I want to share this. We all know the story about the rich man and Lazarus.
Yeah.
Amen. There are so many people who are signing up to be the rich man. Lord have mercy.
Lord,
they're
Jesus.
Signing up to be the rich man. They want money. They want the nice cars. You hear them people's songs. It ain't just the songs now. Amen. I remember I remember it was in the songs back in the day when I was growing up as a kid in the 70s and the 80s. It's always been the Satan is playing the same game. He's always played for hundreds and thousands of years.
Yeah.
He's playing the same game. Nothing new.
Yeah.
And people are lining up wanting to be the rich man. I want to be rich. I remember songs when I was in the 80s. Talking about they want to be real. I remember I had a brother, amen, Lord rest his soul. I remember when he used to tell us he don't care if he go to hell. He want to be rich.
Oh,
boy, man, we looked at him like he lost his mind. Like, well, why would you say that?
Mind.
And you know, yes, sir, you know when we was raised in the church, what are you talking about? You don't care if you go to hell. I said, but now that's a little too much. That's a little too far. Now, we thank the Most High God that he confessed with his mouth and believed in his heart before he left, amen, before he closed his eyes on his side. But the point that I'm making is, it's so many young people just dying left
and right. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Chasing the dollar.
Woo,
chasing the dream. Wanting to be the rich man. Satan has got them blinded.
Blinded. Oh, my God.
Yes. I'm going to give you something in a minute. I'm going to say these few scriptures. I'm going to turn it up to you. I want to read this Luke, the 16th chapter. Then I got another verse I want to share with you.
Go ahead, brother.
It says, Luke 16:24 says, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, man, make no mistake about it. When you leave this world, as we said before, you have consciousness when you are not saved. The saints will be in a spiritual rest, but there is no rest for the unbeliever. No rest.
No.
Because you have rejected God. And when you close your eyes on this side, it don't matter if you die in your sleep, if someone murders you, if you die of an accidental death, it don't matter how you leave this world. It don't matter if you leave through natural death, like an illness. When you close your eyes on this side, Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy.
And it says, in hell, verse 23, just above it, says, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. Amen. Verse 22 says, the
Amen.
Rich man also died and was
died.
Buried. Man, look here. When you got to leave this world, it is everything.
Yeah.
I know folks went to school with, family, friends, gone. They are somewhere. And if you don't believe it, if you don't give your life to God, I don't care how famous you are. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care what your last name is. I don't care what your prestige is on this side. If you don't receive Christ before you leave this world, if you sell your soul for a little bit of fun, you can best believe. Watch what he said. He said, have mercy on me, Father Abraham.
Have mercy.
And send Lazarus. See,
Ooh.
He still had that carnal mindset that he was on top. See, people, what I'm saying to you is people are so, they're so into themselves. They're so conceited. They are just so blinded that they think it's about them. Now, what did he say? He said, send Lazarus. So he still thought Lazarus was what? Beneath him. Even though Lazarus was in paradise and he was in a tormenting hell, he said that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.
Lord, have mercy.
Brothers and sisters, don't let this be you. Doctor, take it away. Give them
come
what you
on,
got,
come
doctor.
On, brother.
Share some of
you
that.
Hit.
Share that word, doctor. They sell that over these contracts. Oh, it ain't worth it, doctor.
You deep, brother. You deep when you talk about soul saving, when you talk about salvation, when you talk about the love of God, when you talk about how he loves you, he loves the world, he loves his creation so much, he did the limit. He can't go no further. Oh, my God. Nothing's impossible to God. Nothing's impossible. It seemed like, man is making it impossible for God to save their soul. Why? Because they are turning against him. When you turn against God, there's no other salvation that you can get but through Jesus Christ. I talk
Amen.
To God every day. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what were you when before the world was? He said, I existed. I'm eternity. I'm everlasting. I asked him, I said, why did you make man? He said, I wanted something after my own likeness and after my own image. I said, well, was anybody before you? He said, ain't nobody before me, and ain't nobody going to be after me. I said, Lord, what's your first attribute? What is your first attribute? He said, my first attribute is love. He said, I am nothing but pure love. I love myself. I love my creation.
Yes.
I love those that love me. I love those that don't love me, and I love them so much that I will give them grace. I will give them grace to acknowledge me. I will let them live 50 years. I'll let them live 60 years. It makes no difference how long you live until you get age of accountability. When you get age of accountability, the world is dogging me. The world is dogging me, but I still love them. I don't love what they're doing. I don't love how they treat me, but I will give them the open opportunity to what? Receive salvation and be redeemed. And the Lord said, I have never put nobody in hell that didn't want to go. If you don't want to go, and you and God has revealed to you what hell is like, whoo, and God can reveal it to you. He can reveal it to you in your spirit mind. You just to be shut up in a dark place forever. Put that in your mind forever now, forever. Let the fire go. Let the fire go for now. But just shut up forever. No light. Nobody to talk to. Nothing. You have no comfort zone. You're there forever. Now, I'm going to add the fire to it. I'm going to add the fire to it in a place where there's nothing but burning fire, and you are being tortured. You are being punished. For what? What did I do? You sinned against God. Not your innocent sins, you know, an infant child, amen, that don't know, have not come to accountability. I died for that on the cross. Oh, my God, I died for that sin on the cross until the age of accountability. In other words, babies, those that have not accountability, my blood. Uh-oh, my blood. What blood? God's blood. But, Lord, I'm talking to the Lord. But, Lord, how did you do that? He said, I am God all by myself. And when I was all by myself, in my infinite mind, in my mind that no man can comprehend, before I even made the throne, before I even made the angels, I existed. Think about it. I existed. There is no beginning to me. I am all by myself. Woo! I want you for 1 minute just to think on all by himself. And he wanted somebody to love. He wanted somebody to get prayed from. He wanted somebody that made their own decisions on whether you're going to serve me or not, whether you're going to accept me or not. And I was so lonely. Oh, my God. How can God be alone? Oh, my God. Because we are made in the image of likeness of God. And you ever been lonely? You ever been by yourself? Nobody around? Nobody. It's not a comfortable thing. But when you have communication, affiliation, redemption, when you can talk to somebody and walk with somebody and enjoy each other. Well, God didn't have nobody but himself, and he was lonely. So what did he do? He created angels and cherubims and seraphim, but they didn't have their own decision. He created Lucifer, the wonderful angel he once was. He once was, now you got to understand, he once was the wonderful angel of the cherubims. He was a music man. He related to God. He talked to God. He came before God's throne and bowed before him. But God was still lonely. So what did God do? He created Adam and Eve. They made them out of the dust of the ground after his likeness and after his attributes, and he gave him a decision. He gave them a decision, and he gave them a command to obey. Obey. Don't eat the fruit of knowledge good and evil. God loved Adam and Eve so much, he gave them a garden that would flourish. He gave them animals. He gave them sunlight. He gave them a body that was indestructible. He gave them a sinless body in an innocent state. And they were in a beautiful, wonderful state until Lucifer wanted to take over God's throne. God, I want to be like God. I'm going to be throne God. And guess what? He became very evil. That's when evil came into existence.
It came into existence not by God. It came into existence by Lucifer because he wanted to be like God. He wanted to overthrow God. He wanted to take God's power. He wanted to take God's kingdom. He wanted to take God's creation. And God said, no, you're out of here. You talking about a coup in heaven? You talking about an overthrow in heaven? You talking about a war? The first war was ever fought was in heaven. Look, that's why you got war now, because it came from heaven through Lucifer. God didn't bring hell. He didn't bring war down here. Satan brought it. He brought all the killing. He brought all the murdering. He brought all the racial strife. He brought it from heaven and said, I'm going to destroy. I'm going to eliminate what God has created. I'm going to damn every soul I can. My God, my God. What could God do? You know God couldn't do nothing because Adam and Eve disobeyed God. Adam and Eve said, I don't believe what God said. I'm going to try this. I'm going to see if I can be wise like God and become my own God. Adam knew what he was doing. Eve was deceived. And Satan came through. He came through Eve and got to Adam. And Adam felt so bad, he said, oh, woman, what you done done? You don't ate. And she probably pouted. She probably got upset. She probably weeping. And she said, oh, come on, please, Adam. Oh, baby, dog. Oh, baby, I love you so much. You ought to try this. It tastes so good. And see, nothing didn't happen. Nothing didn't happen till what? Adam.
Amen.
Adam did.
Right.
Adam could have threw the fruit away and said, no. Look at the condition we're in. We're in a perfect environment. We don't have to worry about. Because if we do this, we're going to disobey God. And when you disobey God, guess what? There's a thing you got to sow. And so Lucifer said, this is it. I'm going to get them. And guess what? The whole creation fell to rock bottom. Every man that was ever born.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Young people. I'm talking about old people. I'm talking about baseball players, football players. I'm talking about people who got great power. I'm talking about the government. I'm talking about the economic. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, the whole human creation fell to zero ground. Every man that's born is born in sin, shaped in iniquity. That's not God's fault. That's Adam and Eve's fault. And then you back it up on Lucifer's fault. Lucifer said, now I know that I am doomed forever. I am damned forever. And I'm going to damn every young person. I'm going to damn every people who is successful. I'm going to damn all those that's in church. I ain't talking about Christians now. I'm talking about church folks. I'm going to fool them. I'm going to have them all up in the air thinking that you can work your way to heaven and you can be good and go to heaven. But I'm not going to tell them what the real power comes from. I'm not going to tell them this. But God told Lucifer, I'm going to get you. I'm going to smash your head and you're going to smash my heel. You're going to hit me on the heel and I'm going to smash your head. And God gave Adam and Eve the opportunity to stay in the state that they did, but they didn't. They disobeyed. And since that, the world have been turned over to Lucifer, the Luciferians, the Illuminatis, and all the secret societies are under the influence of Satan to deter man from God and what he's doing. All these occults, all these religions, turned away from God by not accepting what God did, and only God could do it. Only God was the only divine God in heaven, because you got other little gods. You got these little gods sitting on the side of the corner, side of the street. You got these God of Baal. You got the God of money. You got the God of sex. And they're sitting on the side of the street, and they're talking to you. Come on, man, get in there, get in. I got, man, this Christ that you talking about, he ain't got nothing. Y'all got to go to church, and you got to bow down, and you got to pray, and you got to fast.
That's it.
You don't want that old dog stuff. Come on, man, let's party. Let's get some drugs. Let's get some alcohol. Mm. So God is saying, in heaven, he was weeping. Oh, it repented that I made man. And he said, by me repenting, I'm going to do something about it. Because why? I love my creation. I love my own image, spiritually and physically. How do I know what God looked like? Good God Almighty. Woo! If you want to talk and see and ask who what God looked like, talk to Jesus. Jesus said, you seen me. You seen the Father. I'm in the Father and the Father in me. Everybody talk about God is dead. How could God be dead when Jesus Christ said, I am the Father and the Father in me. Whatever I do, it's not I, but the Father that doeth me. So when you see Jesus Christ, when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, guess what? You receive the love of God in your heart by the power of the resurrection and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. People want to know, how can I get to God? How can I see God? How can I feel God? Go to Jesus. Jesus is the key, not the church door,
Amen.
Not the preacher, not the deacon, not you singing in the choir, not you getting an education. I don't care what kind of education or how smart or how cute you are. I don't care what kind of shape you come in. I don't care what kind of color you come in. You are made in the image of God Almighty. And guess what God is preparing now? And it's going to take him 7,000 years to do it. He said in the ninth chapter, and I'm going to turn it over to the brother. He said in the ninth chapter, he said in Isaiah, this is how God can bring man back to God. God did it, and only God can do it. Nobody else can do it. Isaiah, one of the greatest prophets in the Bible, he wrote 700 years before it even happened and told me, he told you, he told the preachers, he told the deacons, he told the choir members. He said, this is what I'm going to do. He said, for unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given. And the government, God is building a government on here on this earth. But the government is not of this world. His government is of a heavenly government. His government is a spiritual government. His government will be run by him and not by presidents, not by a judges. He said, now listen to what he said. His government shall be up on his shoulders. He's going to take the responsibility. Jesus Christ said, up on this rock, I'm going to build my church. And I thank God tonight. I thank God tomorrow. I thank God from ever to eternity. I thank God I'm a child of God born into the church. I ain't joining no church. I ain't meeting up with no church. I've been born into a church. Not to a church, but the church. The church of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by his shed blood and his Holy Spirit. This is what he called us men. That's who I'm following. I'm not following no rock roll. I'm not following no football player. I'm not following no track man. I'm not following no governor. I'm not following no president. Here's what I'm following. He said, and shall call his name Wonderful. You talking about Wonderful? You talking about a thrill on Blueberry Hill? Fast Domino, you say, I found my thrill on Blueberry. You know what he was talking about? He talking about he found his sexy spirit on Blueberry Hill. But I didn't find no sexy spirit with Jesus Christ. I found a spiritual ecstasy. I feel good. When Jesus Christ burned my soul with what? The Holy Ghost. Now I'm his child. It called him Wonderful. He called him the Counselor. You want to go to somebody that can counsel you? Go to Jesus Christ. He said, the mighty God. When you know Jesus Christ, you know God Almighty. He's not two.
Right.
He's not three. He's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, all co-equal. Jesus Christ, the second one in the Trinity. He is the first, and he is the last. In the book of Revelation, I'm the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And I'm Alpha and Omega. This number, I'm going to turn it over to him. I'm going to give it back to my brother here. He says, and it called the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth. That's the joy of my soul. And I'll tell the young people now, and I'm going to give it to the brother. The young people need to realize that to read the 12th chapter of Solomon, of a book of Ecclesiastes, he said, remember now your creator in the days of our youth. Remember Christ. Accept Christ now in the days of our youth. Because if you die in the acknowledging that you need a Savior, guess what? If you die, you're going to miss the glories of God. You're going to miss the everlasting Father. You're going to miss the Prince of Peace. Why? Because God is saying, I'm not going to be lonely no more. I'm going to have a company of people in heaven that I'm going to abide with them forever and ever and ever and some more ever after ever. So I'm saying to you tonight, whoever's listening out there, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Don't be foolish. Don't sell your soul to Satan.
That's right.
He only got a temptation for a period of time. You only on this earth a short time. You may live 50. You may live 60. You may live 70. You may live 80. But if you live 80 years old, let me tell you something. If you live 90 years old, if you live 50 years old, and you never accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, your Redeemer, your hope and your glory, and you die without Jesus Christ, please, God, we can help. Every time a soul dies, he's crying right now. He's been crying for 6,000 years, weeping and pleading with people and giving them grace. And you die without Christ. Guess what? You will actually put your own self in hell. You will send yourself to hell. Collect on delivery, because the devil says, I do not want you to go to heaven. I want you to go to hell with me, because I don't have no redemption. I cannot be redeemed. I cannot love nobody. I cannot help nobody. Only thing that I can do is what? And Brother Howard, I'm going to turn it over to you. The only thing the devil can do, nothing else. Kill, rob, and your soul and everlasting destruction. Oh, I love you out there. Whoever's out there listening to me, I love you out there. I love you so much I wish I could even see you or talk to you and let you know how much I express my love, because this love that I have is not mine. It's the love of God.
Amen.
And the only way God can show himself through Brother Jackson and me to show you how much we love you out there, just listen to me. Don't go to hell.
Amen.
Don't go to hell. Please, no. I'll tell you this. Hell no. Don't you go to hell. Hell no. Don't go to hell, man. Don't let nobody tell you that there's no hell. Don't let nobody tell you you're going to have fun in hell, because Jesus Christ already expressed the event that he had with the rich man and Lazarus. He told them, I warn you. Jesus Christ spoke more on hell. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to go. Brother, it seems like it's just moving on. 162 times hell was mentioned. And out of those 162 times, Jesus Christ mentioned hell in the New Testament 70 times. 70 times he warned the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the hypocrites and the backbiters and the liars and the cheats. He warned them free from the wrath of God, because hell is the wrath of God upon the unbelievers and the deniers and upon and his angels. God bless you out there. Brother Tim, go ahead and take it. I'm sorry I took that time, but I had it in me. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen, Doctor. Amen. Go ahead, Doctor. Amen. I appreciate you. Amen. Amen. What must you do to be lost? Nothing.
Yes.
If you do nothing, amen. If you do nothing, you will be lost. Your soul will be lost if you don't accept Christ. Amen. You say, where I get that?
Amen, brother.
Amen. I want to go over to the book of St. John real quick.
Yes.
Amen. The book of St. John. Watch this. This is what the book of St. John said. First chapter. Amen. This verse says, the verse 29 says, the next day, John see Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. When John saw Yahshua, he knew that Christ had the power to take sin away from the world. Amen. And so watch this. Go to St. John, the third chapter. Amen. Verse
2. Amen. Yeah.
It says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. What do you have to do to be saved? All you simply have to do is just believe.
Believe.
Don't worry about what your life looks like. Don't worry about what you're doing. Don't worry about what you've been taught, what you've been told, where you at financially, where you at in your life, mentally, physically. Amen. Just simply believe. See, he said, he that believeth on the Son have everlasting
life.
That's all you got to do. See, my kids understood that earlier. All you have to do is just believe to receive heaven. Amen.
Amen.
That's all you have to do. Just believe. But watch this. This is why I say, what must you do to be lost? To go to the lake of fire? Nothing. And here it is. Watch it. But it says, and he that believeth not. In other words, if you choose not to believe in Christ. In other words, if you just do nothing, like if you don't believe in Christ. It said that the Son, if you believe it not the Son, it said he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. It's not talking about life here on earth. It's talking about eternal life.
Yeah.
But the wrath of God abideth on him. The wrath of Yahweh is nothing to play with. God loves you. Amen. And, brother, I had the same spiritual experience this week. Amen. The Holy Spirit revealed
yes,
to yes. him, I am God Almighty, Alpha and Omega. Man, that just brought tears to my soul. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. There is none before me, and there is definitely none after me. I am God Almighty. You can play with it all you want. I've had people to say silly stuff like they don't believe in God. There is no God. Where is the proof of God? Can you show me God? How do you know that there's a God? Man, look at here. All you got to do is look in the mirror every day. I look at myself every day and the amazement of man and what we are all able to do. I can look at the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars. I can look at the green grass. I tell people all the time there are two things in this world that amaze me. That's the sky, the blue sky, and the green grass are the two most amazing creations to me. Man, I'm telling you, I can sit there and look at the sky and just in amazement. Just like, Lord, you are great to make the atmosphere, the air that is green. The green grass that we walk on barefooted, man, the green beautiful trees, man, I'm going to tell you, in the metro, in the springtime, it gets so pretty and green. Man, let me tell you right now, if that ain't enough to make you believe that there's a God. See, what I'm simply saying to you is that ain't by accident. Somebody with great power, knowledge and authority created this earth. Somebody created you in, doctor. Yes, somebody put you and me here. Listen to us.
Yes, sir.
Listen to us. Listen to our voices. Somebody did that. That's man, you don't think I want to meet him? Man, I want to meet this God that created. Man, let me share something with you. Let me share this.
Go
with
ahead.
You. Let me go over to, I got to share this because people think that this is a joke. People think this is a play thing. Let me share something. I'm going to come back to this one scripture, but I got to share this.
Over
in 1 Colossians, amen, Doc, you already know where I'm going.
Go ahead.
The book of 1 Colossians, verse 15. I'm going to read what it says. Watch what it says. This is beautiful. It says, who is the image of the invisible God?
Come on now. Come on.
The firstborn, Lord have mercy, of every creature. You better know who you serve. See, amen. See, we ain't in this thing to play. We ain't in this thing for nothing. You better know who you serve. I tell people out in the church all the time, do you even know who you serve? The
Come
God
on.
That you serve, amen, put the fish in the sea.
See?
The stars in the sky.
The
sun the air that you breathe, the wind that blows that you can't even see. And you got people got the nerve saying, there is no God. Lord, have mercy.
No.
What more do you need? Watch what it says.
It says,
for by him were all created that are in heaven and that are in earth. Watch this. Folks like to get cute to my, I don't see no God. He says, both, watch this, visible and invisible. Whether they be what? Thrones or dominions or principalities or powers or things, all things were created by him and for him. See, all thing that man can do, the only thing that Satan could do is manipulate what God has already created. See, God can take something out of nothing, out of nothingness. See, that's
nothing.
Power. Where you can take something out. See, you talk about a magician. A magician ain't got nothing because, see, he's doing fakery. He's doing trickery. See, God ain't got to do trickery. God can take
nothing
and make something. God can give you a tree out of nothing. See, all man can do is just cut the tree down and make a table, can make a desk, can make a chair, can make a dresser, can make a bench. That's all man can do. He can only manipulate. That's all Satan can do. He can only manipulate. But see, God can create. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I had an atheist tell me one time, we got into a discussion, amen. You call it debate, discussion or whatever, amen. This is what he said. He said, well, tell me where rubber come from. I said, tell you where rubber come from. I said, rubber comes from within the earth. God still made the earth, so he made rubber. Do you think that rubber just appeared by itself? No, but author Alpha and Omega created all things. As the scripture says, all things were what? Created by him and for him. Yes, sir. And watch what it says in verse 17. It said, and he is what? Before all things, and by him all things consist. In other words, it don't matter if it's a chair.
Come on.
It is consisting of a tree. Amen. Come on, they ain't ready for this. It's consisting of a tree which was still created by your heavenly Father. Amen.
Yeah.
This is what God is. This is who he is. God is everything. And verse 18 says, and he is the head of the body, the church.
Come on.
Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have what? The preeminence. Lord, have mercy. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace from the blood, of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. And by him I say, whether they be what? Things in earth or things in heaven. See, what you got to understand, God's going to reconcile everything. He's going to reconcile man, heaven, earth. He's going to make it all right again. See, what Satan thought he did, he's going to fix it. And those who don't want to be a part of God's kingdom, Lord, have mercy on your soul. Man, it's going to be a day. Man, the day of judgment. Man, let me tell you right now, I don't want nothing to do with that. Amen.
No.
Because watch this. It says, and whosoever, this is Revelation 20 and 15 says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Lord, have mercy. Man, you know, doctor, I know I've talked to several people. Some people believe that the saints are going to be there at the great white throne judgment. Some don't
believe.
I don't think we will be either, but I don't think it will even be necessary for us to be there. I wouldn't want to see that. I tell you that right now. For the sake of people, the life that they live, the harsh judgment. Remember, they're going to be judged on every thought, on every word, on every second of your life wasn't covered under the blood. You're going to have to give it an account of what you were doing and why you were doing
Lord
it.
Jesus.
Lord have mercy. I wouldn't want to be there. Then that's a judgment. No. You know what? You know when people go to trial and you sit in court, man, that's a day in court. I wouldn't want to be there. And it ain't going to be for me. It ain't going to be for us, doctor. I don't want to see that.
The
murders that people have committed, the rapings, the killings, all that, they're going to be brought up again. I don't even want to be there. Because after all that, man, you talking about all the hollering and screaming and crying.
Oh, my God.
Do.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. And them angels are going to just take you and just cast you into the lake of fire.
Think
that's going to be something? See, when Enoch described his experience, amen, when he was taken to the other side, it grieved him. It grieved his spirit so, because he could not believe that was going to be the fate of so many people that came, so many of mankind was going to be cast into the lake of fire forever. There ain't no way out of that. Man, let me tell you something. I just burnt myself the other day. I think I was cooking. I was grilling. And, man, I had grabbed something that was hot. That's the first thing that came to my mind is, Lord, how are you going to endure? When you die and leave this world, how can you possibly endure the lake of fire, of brimstone that's going to burn for all eternity? Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
You can have it. I'm going to tell you right now, man, you can have that. I don't want nothing to do with that.
Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing.
Nothing to do with that. God is reconciled. He told Adam in the garden, he made a promise to Adam, I'm going to save you. I'm going to save what he was saying to Adam. Adam, I'm going to save man. Amen. I'm going to give you an opportunity. You're going to have a man. You think Lucifer wasn't man? He was old. You think he was?
Yeah.
If he was high before that, he was high then because he thought he had done man in. He was on fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because God had said to Adam, because he loved Adam, he loved mankind, man was made in his image. That because you was created,
amen.
You weren't created like the angels. You was created a little lower than the angels.
Yeah,
I'm going to give you a second chance. Do you know how many young people? There's not going to be an excuse for anybody. Old people, young people. When you leave this world, when you stand before the great white throne judgment, you're not going to be clever. No, I don't care who you are. How many degrees you got, how smart you think you are. I don't care who you are, what your name is, how much money you got. John said, I saw small and great, rich and poor, stand before the great white throne judgment. That's over in Revelation 20th chapter.
Yeah.
And John said, John said, I saw the books. Let it begin. Lord have mercy. John said, I saw the books that were open. And Christ is going to judge them out of all the deeds in this life, on this earth.
That's why
the great white throne judgment is going to be at the very end. You want to know why? Because he's going to judge. Yeah, this is why I tell people talk about, I said, no, that's not our judgment. Our judgment is not going to be unto condemnation. That's
Amen.
Not our judgment. Our judgment is unto rewards. Those who don't believe, theirs is going to be unto condemnation. All that they
think.
And that's why it's going to be into eternity. Our judgment is going to last 7 years. So we just going to get our reward. We're going to keep it moving. But for those who not under the blood, oh, my gosh.
For their own sins.
You got to pay the ultimate price. And that's what you're going to burn for all eternity. I look at all these young people just dying. Me and my brother was just talking about that the other day. He said, they just leaving left and right. I told him, he said, they leaving right. Man, they leaving faster than what we leave. He said, he remember time. He said, look at these young rappers. We were talking about that just today. I said, yep, you're right. Because that one was just murdered, famous rappers just murdered this week. He said, man, these rappers are leaving. So I said, you're right. These folks who are selling those souls, they ain't getting like I look at, And I'm not trying to judge nobody. I'm not trying to say where they are. But let's just take the entertainers that came from the 50s and the 60s. Now, I know some of them left younger. But look at, let's say, James Brown, Aretha
yes.
Franklin. You know, all the
yes.
people like that was in the entertainment. They lived 40, 50, 60. No, they live a long life, you know. But these young
uh-huh.
folks now, if you are signing up, selling your soul, Satan ain't wasting no time. That's a warning. That's a warning that time is almost up. Lucifer knows his time is almost up. Man, he's getting them out of here. Yes, sir, he's getting them out of here sooner than they can blink, doctor. He wants you out here before you can repent, before this word can get to you. Oh, he wants you out here. And I'm going to read these last few verses. I'm going to turn it over to
go
you.
Go ahead, brother.
Verse 21 of 1 Colossians says, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. Well, I thank God Almighty for his son. I
thank
you for reconciling me,
thank
doctor.
You, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I tell him thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for your soul
for reconciling
yes.
me, my wife, my children, some
yes.
of my loved ones. We want to get as many people into the kingdom before it is too late. Make it into the gates before it is too late. Amen.
Yes.
He said,
yes.
he said, watch this in verse 22 and 23. He said, in the body of his flesh through death to present you, watch this, holy. See, this is what people don't understand. Unblameable. That don't sound like, doctor, unreprovable in his sight. That don't sound like he going to condemn me when I stand at the bema seat. That just, to me. Amen. It don't sound like he going to talk about, Tim, on this day, what were you doing? On that day, why didn't you do that? He said unblameable. There ain't nothing to blame because I'm covered
come on.
In his blood.
Come on.
Ain't nothing going to be reprovable. Amen.
Amen.
It's going to be unreprovable in his sight. It said, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled,
Lord, have mercy.
And
thank
be
you,
not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have
all
heard,
right.
and which was preached to every creature. Ain't going to be no
come
excuse,
on.
Which is under heaven.
Come on.
World, our Paul, and made a minister.
Woo.
Doctor, that's you
Woo.
And I. Amen.
Woo.
We are preaching the word because we want y'all to become saved. Excuse me, I'm about to turn it back over to the brother. And then once he say his word, he'll turn back over to me. We're going to close it out tonight. But, man, we just want people to be saved. Man, I'm trying. We're doing the best that we can to teach y'all that salvation is free. Salvation is. I don't care about what you heard, what you was taught. Man, Christ died on the cross. He paid the price. Hey, do you know what it's like for someone to pay your way? I've had somebody to pay my way into something either because my car wouldn't work, maybe I was short. I remember one time I was at a store and this brother, I was short on money or something, had my car didn't go through. I think I was just short on money. And he said, man, don't even worry about it. He said, I got it. He said, just one day you'll be blessed to do it. Now, have I done it for somebody else? He said, don't even worry about it. I said, man, thank you. So like he said, man, don't even worry about it. See, when somebody paid your way, it's free.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna pay me back. See, salvation is free. And
free.
It's for all eternity. All you
got to do
is be saved. I don't care what type of life you live. I don't care if you even sold your soul. Boy, ain't nothing. Boy and girl, man and woman, ain't nothing more powerful than the blood of Christ. Oh my gosh, brother,
Lord have mercy.
Nothing more powerful than the blood of Christ. When He died for your sin, He paid
Woo.
The price. Satan, you can tear up that contract. You can tear up
man.
That contract that you got with the devil. You can tear it up
man.
And you can burn it. Because when he died on the cross, when he hung his head, my God.
Come on. He
said and suffered. I'm talking about he had the power to call on a legion of angels and say,
angels.
Take this cup away from me. But
no,
instead, He took the cup. He suffered, bled, and died for our iniquity. And can't no devil in hell stand against that. Can't no devil in hell can tell you that you can lose yourself. Doctor, go ahead and take it away. I don't want to talk. Go ahead,
man.
Go ahead,
man, you're doing it. You're doing it. Ain't no.
How shall we escape
if we neglect so great a salvation? My God. What do we have to do to convince the unbeliever that you need to come to know Jesus Christ? No unbeliever will ever enter the kingdom of God. No unbeliever, if you have never been born again, you will never enter the kingdom of God. And God does not have any pets. Nobody going to get in. I don't care who they are, what they are, where they're coming from, what's their status quo. I don't care how fine you are in your strutting and your broad shoulders and your fine set of legs. I'm going to get down to the nitty-gritty. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how your lips look. I don't care how your eyes look. I don't care you the prettiest thing that ever walked the face of the earth. I don't care. God don't care. You must be, have to be, need to be, should be born again, knowing who Jesus Christ is.
That's it.
There is no other blood. Oh boy, you hit the ball. The ball is rolling. No other blood that God had that could save humanity but his own blood.
Yes.
Because he tried it for 3,000 years, the animals and the sacrifices and the bull rock and the turtle doves all kinds of clean animals that he used to cover the blood. You're a real example. I can't find no other blood in the dictionary. I can't find no other blood in the library. I can't find no other blood in the Whitaker Encyclopedia, the Botanical Encyclopedia. The only blood that I found that was able to find a way to cleanse man from sin and degradation was the blood of Jesus Christ, which is found in the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible.
Yes.
That's what's wrong with the world today. They done left the word of God. They are not preaching the word of God. They're not living the word of God. They're not teaching the word of God. That's why you got young folks out here going crazy. The reason they're going crazy because they've never been to Sunday school. They never had to sit down and somebody teach you something about the cross of Christ. That's why you got prisons full of young teenagers. That's why you got grown men raping and grown men doing pornography. And that's why you got family incest. You got mama going with the daughter and the daughter going with the mother and the father going with his daughter. That's why you got all kind of carnal, diabolic demons and devils is roaring through our families, ripping them up apart because the world, the United States, have left the Bible. The preachers behind the pulpit punking. They're punking own congregation. They're laying with the women and they're getting up in the pulpit. Talking about holding, you are a lying wonder, and God is going to bring his judgment down on them because there's a lot of people that could hear the truth of God, could get saved, and here they up there talking about motivation speeches and selling all kinds of little articles in the church, trying to take out the scriptures of Revelation, trying to deny that there's a revelation coming. Oh, my God.
Yes.
In the fourth chapter, that's when Revelation is opened up because the Bible said John looked into the heavens and he said, I look and I saw what? I heard a voice say, come up here. And that means that the rapture of the church, the rapture of the church is in the fourth chapter of Revelation. We're getting ready for the 70th week. by Daniel the prophet, and now everything is kind of silent now. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Ain't nobody going back to church. Ain't nobody praying, but they tell me it's coming as sure as you born, and the reason is coming because God is saying, I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired, but yet still my love is still for those that want to come. And the world is saying now, it seems like we're getting back into the football scene. We're getting back into the recreation scene. We get back into our celebrating and banqueting. But let me tell you, it ain't going to last long. Coronavirus, amen, ain't over yet. Hey, I ain't worried about coronavirus. What I'm worried about, do you know Jesus Christ? That's what I'm – that's what I shudder at that. Because if you leave this world without Christ in your life, sin will never enter the kingdom of God again.
That's
God
it.
Is not going to put up with it no more for eternity. Satan is saying now that there's no God. He's saying if you die, you just go back to nothing. He's telling these young folks they got this music, this your diabolical music. I'm going to tell you where it comes from. It comes from hell.
That's right.
They're strapping up music down there. They're coming out with a new song every day in hell.
That's right.
And these demons are bringing it up out of the heart of the earth. They're bringing it down out of first and second heaven, and they're interjecting it into our young folk, and they're saying all kind of low-down, dirty songs, filthy songs, carnal songs. Songs that don't have nothing but damn and damnation. That's why these guys are dying so fast. They're dying fast because the devil is slaying them. He's killing them. And if they go to bed tonight, there's thousands of people going to go to bed tonight. And they're not going to wake up. Oh, my God. And guess what? They're going to lift their eyes up in hell. And all through the Bible, and I'm going to give it to the brother because we got about 10 minutes, but all through the Bible.
We good.
God has always had a remnant.
Amen.
Always, it was a remnant. There wasn't a whole lot of folks. Amen. That in the Old Testament, they jumped on the glory wagon. If you would look at Sodom and Gomorrah, only three people got out. Go back a little further. Go
That's
back
right.
to the flood.
That's right.
Go
Come
back
on,
to the
doctor.
God Almighty.
Come on, doctor.
When the angels
introduced
into the human race and they become so foul that it polluted almost the whole human race.
Come on, doctor.
And now we live in the days of Noah just the same way Jesus Christ said it as it was in the days of Noah. Don't tell it. The days of the Son of Man come. He said there's going to be all kinds of sex orgies, all kinds of weird zombies, and all kinds of hybrids. And the devil is doing the same thing as in the days of Noah. And guess what? In the days of Noah, out of those thousands, billions of people that was multiplying up on the earth, only eight souls.
Come on,
God Almighty. Eight souls came to the ark. And guess what? There was no handlebars on the side of the ark for folks to hang on to.
Come on, Doc.
You tell me, when they got in the ark, they shut the door. Well, at the rapture, the door is going to be shut to the church. That's when the church door is going to be shut. And those that don't know Jesus Christ, those that have a form of godliness but no power, those that live a hypocritical life, those that was half his and half that, neither hot or cold, lukewarm. Jesus Christ said, I always will spit you out of my mouth. And that's not talking about a person that's been redeemed. They're talking about a person
Come
who's
on.
Playing hanky-panky. That's talking about folks who,
Come on,
who talk a whole lot of Jesus and shout. And they shouting all over the church, and they be running, speaking in tongues, and carrying on. But inside, they're miserable. They got money. They got fame. They got anything that they want in the church, anything that they want to do, they can do it without any remorse and without any repenting, and they think they're going to heaven. But you a lying wonder. You ain't going nowhere. And I'm talking to the people who know that they ain't right. And you can know you ain't right. You know you're not right. You can say
right,
Jesus
doctor.
All you want to. You can wear the fine clothes all you want to. But you notice, and I'm going to get back to it, brother. I got about 6 minutes, but I'm going to give it back in 1 minute. You notice the Bible tells you about going to hell, casting into hell. Now, listen to this. It is that they're going to walk into hell because nobody's going to walk into hell.
No, sir. Because
when you come to the end of that eternity and look into the lake of fire, you're going to try to fight the angels to resist your soul from being cast into the lake of fire. That's why the Bible says angels will cast them into the lake of fire. In other words, they're going to pick them up by the thousand and cast them into hell, not because of the color of their skin, not because they didn't go to church, not because they didn't do this and do that or whatever they done, but because they reneged on the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And I'll say it again. The world, this is what the world is doing. They're saying to hell with the cross.
Yes. Yes, they
are. I don't care if my vocabulary is a little strong for you. The world is saying, hell, cross. I don't need
That's
the blood of Christ. I'm gonna do what I want to do, and I'm going to part of what I want to do. And when I die, hey, look, I'll just go where I got to go. I don't care where I go, because I'm going to have my part. But when they get to the lake of fire,
yes,
the
sir.
Bible says you are cast into the lake.
Yes,
so that
sir.
Means they're all going to be lifted up above the edge of the lake and cast into Gehenna, where there will be gnashing and gnashing of teeth. My friends, brother, you got it. Off of that awful call, tell somebody out there you love them. I know I love them. I love my
doctor. Man, that was deep, doctor. That was deep. Amen. That was awesome. Amen. You said it, doctor. Only three souls. It was supposed to have been four, but only three souls made it out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And the towns around it were destroyed with fire and brimstone. Out of all those souls, just three. And on the ark, it was just eight souls out of billions of people.
Lord,
during that time, just eight. So that lets you know that when Christ come back to get the church, we got over 7 billion people on this planet.
Yes, we
only
do.
So many people. Amen, doctor. Only so many people going to leave this planet. A small number, a small percentage of people is going to leave this planet. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
And people don't understand that time is winding up.
Winding
we
up,
love
bro.
You all. Amen. Amen.
We love you.
We love you. Amen. We talk about that. There is now what? No condemnation to those who are in Christ.
In Christ.
We are covered by the blood.
Blood.
If you want to know how to be redeemed, how to be born again, how to be saved, when we say born again, it's the same thing as salvation. How do you become born again? How do you miss this terror, this horrible, unimaginable consequence, judgment that's coming? By the blood. The Bible says in Romans, the 10th chapter. Come on, doctor. Amen. Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. He says that if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, Paul says, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Salvation
Amen.
Is just that simple. Amen. Ephesians, the 2nd chapter. Verse 8 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works.
Yes.
This
yes.
is the We can't make this. I'm not smart enough. I'm not brilliant enough to make this up. This is simply what the Bible said. It says, verse 9 says, not of works, lest any man should boast. You will not ever enter into the kingdom of heaven by what you do. It is not by what you do. You can do nothing to go to heaven yourself. It's only by the blood of Christ that you will be redeemed and accepted into heaven. Amen.
Woo.
Eternal life. Eternal life is the greatest gift. Free. All the stuff that man is fighting to get on this earth, God said, I'll give it to you freely. All you got to do is just confess and believe in me. Believe that I sent my son to die for your sins. He died on the cross for you, and I raised him from the dead. If you believe that, the Bible says that you shall be saved. So all this long life that people fight for, God said, long life, I'll give you eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. Mansions, riches, you want houses and clothes and land. He said, I'll give you a garment that's brighter than the stars.
Brighter than the stars.
Beautiful garment. Beautiful garment. Shine like the stars. Lord have mercy. You'll never have to change. Linen that won't tear up, give out. You want to go buy new stuff. I said, I'll give you eternal life. Amen. I'll give you a mansion, and you'll never grow old at the peak of your life.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to look your best. Have the way you looked your best in this life. Amen. You're going to look a man so many times better than that. You won't have no blemishes, no wrinkles, no gray. I won't need these glasses no more. I may have hair again. Man, look at here, doctor. Amen. I won't have to worry about the fat on your body no more, the stretch marks, whatever imperfections you have. If you lost a limb, he going to replace that. If you lost the eye, it's going to be replaced. Man, you're going to be immaculate when God come back to get you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And this corruption, amen, must put on incorruption. Meaning that you're going to be made perfect. Amen. I look at babies, and man, when babies are born, that seems like the most perfect state of a child, of anybody's life, is when they are born a baby. Man, you are
amen.
So soft and pretty and
uh-huh.
so beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
uh-huh.
man. Look at your flesh when you were a baby. You can look at those baby pictures, see how beautiful you were. And man, when you come back, when Christ comes, you're going to look so many times better than that. Oh, you're going to be beautiful.
Beautiful.
He's going to give you eternal life.
Life.
In riches, man, you ain't going to be studying your riches. You're going to be looking at this bad body that you're going to get, and you're going to get to live in it. You're going to have these crowns on your head. You're going to have rewards. Man, you're going to be beautiful. You ain't going to be studying your reward. You're going to be like, man, look at him. Look at me. You're going to say, forget the rewards. Look at me. You'll be shining like a star. My gosh. And
Satan has
blinded the hearts of men. He talks about that over in Corinthians, but I don't better get into it tonight.
Yes,
he talks about how Satan has blinded the hearts of men. You think this stuff here on earth, these trinkets, this little stuff he's giving you that you people killing over, fighting over, dying over, selling their soul over. And this stuff going to pass away.
Pass away. Gone.
But his word will never pass away. Amen. What he does for us, we will never pass away. In other words, your works is going to be continued. Lord, have mercy throughout eternity.
Have mercy.
And you're going to be rewarded on your works. Your works that you do. This show that we just did tonight. We're being rewarded in heaven for it. And you can best believe that anything that you're going to get in heaven is going to be 10 times better than what's down on earth. You can
Hallelujah.
Bet that. Amen.
Bet you,
Doctor, you got any closing remarks before we turn out? Amen. I know we'll be back on tomorrow night. Amen. Go ahead,
tomorrow night. I just want to say this is a blessing to my soul. To come in with you come in with you, and we are sharing this glorious gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And like our main motto is, the King is coming.
Amen.
Before you go to bed tonight, whoever's out there, before you go to bed tonight, and you know you're not saved, the Word of God is telling you this is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. Give your life to Christ. Amen.
Amen, Doctor. Amen. Doctor, it was good being on with you tonight. Remember, family, we'll be back on tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m. on Sunday.
Yes.
My time is 5 p.m. East Coast time. Remember, family, you are royalty. I am royalty. We are the king's kid. The king is coming. God bless
coming.
You. We love you. Amen. You all have a wonderful and blessed night. Brother, I thank you once again for being on the show. All glory be to the Most High. I love you all. Everybody have a good night.